Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Mattsson, your host and the editor of Self-Build magazine.
So we have James Grace of Grace Design. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, pleasure.
So then you are specialized in timber frame, so traditional timber frame, as in, tell us what that's about.
Yeah,
what
is so it exactly? It's a traditional manner of mortise and tenon joinery, so making strong connections between heavy timbers from which the modern timber frame kind of evolved from. When nails became cheap and you could break timber down smaller.
Right. So it's stick build, what we would call stick build, is
that's
it?
The modern one, yeah. So that's building with small members, which are completely closed. So our beams are exposed on the inside of the building so you can see the structure.
Mm-hmm. And that would be mostly oak, or would you do also just
No, we tend to use Irish woods whenever we can. So yeah, oak for some applications, but then the softwoods have certain advantages over the oaks. They're a bit more stable and they're available. Okay. Yeah, the oak is, it'll move and crack, especially in modern building that they're so tight now, and the heat, whenever someone moves in, the heat kind of ramps up. And that can cause a bit of disruption and cracking in the oak.
Okay, yeah. And the softwoods, because they're treated, is it that they react better?
Or? No, I mean, it shouldn't rot any quicker than your kitchen table, you know, like we can control the environment now of a house much mm-hmm. better than mm-hmm. we used to be able to do it. And some of the softwoods are actually very water resistant. So they're not really susceptible to the moisture that you would get in a very old building, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, and so what's the benefits of building in this method versus kind of then the stick builder?
Yeah, there's quite a few. They're pretty surprising. I suppose it would have some similarity to cross laminated timber. So because they're heavy sections, they'd be much more fireproof. And mm-hmm. I suppose the number one thing is the visual effect. So when you walk in, you know, you see it. It's its own kind of architectural detail.
Yeah,
and I think that's really the biggest advantage. The other then is there are wider spaces between the timbers, so mm-hmm. you can put in big glazing without the structure holds the roof up, so you can use whatever you want for walls. You can use a purely insulative material or lots of glazing, and
mm-hmm. So it avoids the need for steel then in that instance.
Yeah, lintels and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. And then so in terms of other alternatives, let's say just in general, timber frame versus masonry construction, what would an advantage be there? Because in your way of building, it wouldn't be that much quicker. Usually timber frame, everyone says it goes, it's a quick method of building compared to masonry. But what's the time difference? Like how long does it take?
Yeah, no, it'd be up in a couple of days.
So you go from having
being at foundation level to having the superstructure up in a couple of days,
right,
probably for and maybe for the size of an extension, maybe a day to put it up, and then you can start putting the roof on. We've been involved with some natural building and straw and hemp and things like that. So it's good in those situations because you have cover over your material.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. There's quite a few benefits, we think, beyond yeah. that. If you're trying to compare it to a block wall, mm-hmm. we don't like that really. You know, they're different things, and they've interesting psychological effects to have exposed timber in your environment. So they've done tests in classrooms and hospitals, and it's good to have exposed timber in your environment.
Right. Okay. And it would be normally natural insulation materials that you would be using then in these structures.
No, I think that's just a personal kind of preference. My own house is straw, and we're just interested in that sort of thing. But
how did you get on with compliance with straw? Was that an issue, or
we were lucky enough? It was before things tightened up. We had a good engineer as well. It's early days still for straw in Ireland, but England yeah. are much further ahead than us. The continent is much further ahead than us, so there's information out there. So he was happy enough to look at that.
Okay, and what did you do? You put a hemp lime or just a lime render
on the outside, yeah, clay on the inside.
Okay, you did it yourself?
I did. It's wow. all my fault.
For your sins.
It's full of mistakes.
And so obviously for something like that, you wouldn't have U values or anything, because it's...
But no, there are U values, yeah. Like I say, it wasn't such a big issue for us, but...
When did you build?
We started in 2008.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then everything kind of tightened up after. Mm. We were just lucky. I think we got in. It would be much more probably difficult to build it today.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be, yeah.
Touch wood every day. Or yeah. You have to be lucky.
That's it. And then obviously the component of doing it yourself, this is a specialized work, putting it up even. I'm not talking about making the structure, but putting it up, erecting the frames and everything. You'd have your own crew, and you wouldn't have a self-builder involved in that, would you? Or
no, for things like plant hire, it can work out better for the builder, maybe form a relationship with a company local, because we're kind of all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a supplier there who can provide, you know, lifting equipment or stuff, that's what that would be their end. It's nice to have them there. Definitely nice to have them there, because yeah. I mean, they kind of see where the work is then. It's the real test of the frame is when it's going together. You're never fully sure. There's always an element of, have we measured everything correctly?
What happens if you didn't?
We haven't run into the disaster yet or anything
right,
like that,
okay.
But I guess you have to go back to the start. Yeah, so it's kind of a nervous couple of days beforehand, but it's good fun putting it up, and there's something really satisfying about seeing the joints come together, and mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. It's not.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So as a self-builder that would be building with that method, what do they need to prepare in terms, is this the foundation just regular, or do you need the pads like for timber frame, where you need to have them very specifically located for the
weight?
It
can work a couple of different ways. My house isn't fixed to the ground, so the weight kind of keeps it down. Yeah.
There's no foundation, you mean?
There's a foundation, but right. There's no fixing between the foundation and the structure.
Okay.
Yeah, pad foundation, raft foundation, just, I guess there's different ways of doing it. And
so you don't bolt it to the... So you wouldn't normally...
It can be, but we didn't. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, it comes down to the engineer. It really
okay.
does, yeah.
And the specification, right, okay. Right. What does the self-builders who are managing their project need to know about?
Sorry?
What else do self-builders who are managing their project, what do they need to know?
I guess it's just good to be involved early. Trusses is kind of more the main, is a far more popular thing for us than actual full structures.
Okay.
And probably more applicable to the self-builder. So it's good to get them involved early to work out any design issues, especially, you know, since air tightness became so much of an issue, it changes the way that our trusses are fixed into place. So it's good to have all those little details worked out well in advance.
So how would it work now? What would you do? In terms of
it's
the
different. It's just different so every time. Yeah, we just have to know what's going on above the truss before. Like, there's different ways of doing. If it's a load bearing system, there's different ways of doing it. And at the end of the day, we want something elegant. Mm-hmm. We want everything thought out well in advance. You know, we want everything to make sense and for it to be a pleasure to look up at. Mm. So, just the more we know, the more information we have, the more decisions we can make.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right. So then that means you could build technically a masonry wall and put one of your.
Yeah, it's pretty common. Yeah.
Is
absolutely.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Yeah. I think, and then in terms of, obviously it's an environmental product in a way, you mentioned that already, and it performs well over its lifetime, obviously, clearly. So it tips on maintenance. Is there anything in terms of maintenance?
No, you shouldn't have any maintenance issues there. I mean, purely aesthetic, I'd say, are the only maintenance issues.
Right.
So if you want to oil it and if it needs a touch of oil, I wouldn't put varnishes on it. They tend to go yellow and they crack. And if you ever want to change them, you need to take them off. Whereas the oil, you just keep adding to it. So it's much less work. But maintenance.
Or wax, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of work to put wax on. Yeah, but
okay.
Fabulous, absolutely. Yeah, by all means,
go for it.
It
if you have a tall ladder.
I think the soft woods tend to look better, actually, if they're not treated at all. Whereas oak, it works out.
Right.
Really
what
well.
Kind of softwoods would you use?
Douglas fir is a really good interior timber. It grows on this side of the country, so it grows in the east, doesn't really grow in the west, and we're kind of lucky to have it. It's not a native tree, but it's a really good building timber.
Okay.
If you're outside, then for outside structures, we have larch grown here, we have cedar grown here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're two pretty good softwoods.
And in terms of cost, oak is the dearest, is it? Or how
it's
does
the dearest
it work
of the native, or the Irish woods, yeah.
Okay, right. And Douglas fir, then, what's the
it's
cost
reasonably,
scale?
Quite reasonably. So it would be, off the top of my head, it would be maybe, between a Douglas project and an oak project, it could be twice the price, but more likely Douglas will be two-thirds of the price of oak, I'd say.
Right, okay. Mm. All right. Okay, and in terms of comparing cost with, if I don't know if you want to talk about that, comparing cost of a regular timber structure, trusses with that kind of a...
Yeah, so for a complete system, yeah, I'd say like it's you'd be paying more for an exposed frame for sure. And it's a little bit like buying a car, I think. Once you've kind of picked what you're building or buying, it's a matter of speccing it then, because if you want to pay a fortune, we can design it with that much detail that you can pay a fortune. But it's important to spec the level that you want. Now, people assume it's expensive, and I guess expensive is a subjective kind of a term. It changes from person to person. But I just say, just price it and see, get a ballpark, you know, instead of assuming that it's going to be the huge cost that you think it is.
Mm. Okay, very good. I think that's it. That's it for this Self Build Plus podcast episode. Tune in next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike. And make sure to explore everything Self Build Plus has to offer. The Self Build Plus journey guides you through the process of building and home improving. The Self Build Plus forum allows you to share and learn from other self-builders. While the Self Build Plus videos and our Self Build Plus virtual events are packed with information and advice. With self-build, stop dreaming, start building.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.